Hello, 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 and welcome back to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm your host, Jackie, and with me, as always, is the brilliant Kira. Today, we're diving into the electrifying world of NVIDIA and their first quarter earnings call for fiscal 2025. Kira, are you ready to decode some tech jargon today?
Absolutely, Jackie. NVIDIA's recent earnings call was packed with insights, especially with their record-breaking revenue of $26 billion, which was up a staggering 262% year-on-year. It's clear that NVIDIA is riding the wave of high demand for their AI and data center technologies.
That's right, Kira. And speaking of waves, NVIDIA's data center revenue alone hit $22.6 billion. That's up 427% year-on-year. It seems like their Hopper GPU computing platform is the star of the show. Kira, can you break down what makes the Hopper platform a big deal?
Certainly, Jackie. The Hopper GPU platform is designed for AI workloads, offering significant improvements in processing power, which is crucial for training AI models. This platform has been a game changer for NVIDIA, driving growth across various customer types, including enterprises and cloud providers.
And let's not forget the AI factories. NVIDIA mentioned working with over 100 customers on AI factories, which are essentially next-generation data centers. These factories are where the magic happens, turning raw data into smart AI solutions. It's like turning lead into gold, but for the tech world.
Exactly, Jackie. These AI factories are a testament to NVIDIA's strategy of not just selling hardware, but providing a full-stack solution that includes software and services. This approach not only enhances their customers' capabilities, but also deepens their market penetration.
Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about NVIDIA's plans for the future. They've got some exciting events lined up, like the keynote at Computex in Taipei and their presentation at the Bank of America Technology Conference in San Francisco. It sounds like they're not slowing down anytime soon.
Indeed, Jackie. NVIDIA is clearly focused on maintaining its leadership in AI and computing technologies. Their ongoing product innovations and strategic events are geared towards keeping the momentum going and staying ahead of the curve in this rapidly evolving tech landscape.
Well, folks, it looks like NVIDIA is on a path to not just success, but dominance in the AI and tech industry. Kira, any final thoughts before we wrap up this segment?
Just that it's fascinating to see how NVIDIA is shaping the future of AI and computing. Their financial performance is impressive, but it's their strategic vision that really sets them apart. It will be interesting to see how their initiatives unfold in the coming quarters.
Absolutely, Kira. And with that, we were going to take a short break to hear about Zeed. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more insights here on Exposed Earnings.
You know, if you're really vibing with the insights shared on this podcast, you should check out Zeed. It's an awesome app that puts a ton of investing content at your fingertips. Videos from elite asset managers, AI-driven market analysis, and AI portfolio guidance. It basically supercharges your ability to stay in the know on all things trading and investing. Zeed is totally free on iOS and Android, so definitely download it after this episode.
Welcome back. Now, let's zoom into some of the specifics that are really powering NVIDIA's surge. Kira, they mentioned something about the Hopper GPU's role in large language models, right? That sounds like a big deal in the AI world.
Absolutely, Jackie. Large language models, or LLMs, are at the forefront of AI, powering everything from chatbots to more complex AI systems. NVIDIA's Hopper GPU has significantly boosted the performance of these models. For instance, they've managed to accelerate LLM inference on their H100 GPUs by up to 3x, which translates to a massive cost reduction for serving these models.
That's like turbocharging your car, but for AI. And speaking of speed, NVIDIA isn't just making things faster, they're also expanding globally with what they call Sovereign AI. Kira, can you unpack what Sovereign AI means for NVIDIA and global tech?
Sovereign AI refers to a nation's ability to develop AI using its own resources and infrastructure. NVIDIA is deeply involved in this, helping countries build their own AI capabilities. For example, they mentioned collaborations in Japan, France, Italy, and Singapore to enhance local AI infrastructures, which is a strategic move to diversify their data center revenue globally.
It's like planting NVIDIA flags all around the world. Now, let's not overlook their gaming and professional visualization sectors. They've got some cool updates there too, right?
Indeed, Jackie. While data centers are the stars, gaming and professional visualization are not far behind. NVIDIA's gaming revenue saw a healthy year-on-year increase thanks to their GeForce RTX Super GPUs. These are not just for gaming. They're also perfect for running AI applications, which is a huge plus for AI developers and enthusiasts.
And for all the creative pros out there, NVIDIA's ProViz revenue has jumped 45% year-on-year. They're leveraging AI to transform professional visualization with tools like Omniverse, which is used for creating digital twins and simulations that can revolutionize industries from manufacturing to entertainment.
That's right, Jackie. NVIDIA's strategy of integrating AI across all its platforms is what sets them apart. It's not just about selling hardware. It's about creating ecosystems where hardware, software, and services come together to advance every sector they touch.
It's like they're building a digital universe. Speaking of advancements, NVIDIA is also making big moves in automotive AI with their Drive platform, which is ramping up with global OEMs. Kira, how significant is this for the automotive industry?
It's a game changer, Jackie. NVIDIA's Drive platform is powering the next generation of self-driving cars. They've supported companies like Xiaomi in launching AI-powered vehicles, and with new design wins on their latest architecture, NVIDIA is driving the future of autonomous vehicles.
Vroom, vroom. Watch out, world. NVIDIA is on the move. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that NVIDIA is not just a company. It's a powerhouse shaping the future of AI, gaming, professional visualization, and automotive industries. Kyra, any final nuggets of wisdom for our listeners?
Just that NVIDIA's journey is a perfect example of how technology can transform the world. For anyone interested in the future of tech, keeping an eye on NVIDIA's innovations is a must. They're not just following trends, they're creating them.
Well said, Kira, and that's a wrap for today's episode of Exposed Earnings. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into NVIDIA's impressive quarter. Don't forget to tune in next time for more insights into the exciting world of finance and technology. Until then, keep investing and stay curious. This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.